Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska Airlines stood up on its own in the third quarter for the first time since the pandemic began, according to what company executives said in an earnings call with investors Thursday. Alaska Air Group, which also owns regional carrier Horizon Air, reported $194 million in third quarter net income without COVID-19 financial assistance from the federal government. This according to the Alaska Journal of Commerce. Profit stands in stark contrast with the $431 million loss the airline company endured a year ago. CEO Ben Minicucci said the turnaround exemplifies the success of Alaska Air Group's approach to maintaining discipline and its balance sheet and operations, noting the financial pre-tax earnings margin beat internal projections of 10% for the quarter. Alaska Air Group netted $397 million in the second quarter, its first after five consecutive losses totaling more than $1.5 billion. But that was the direct result of more than $660 million in federal pandemic relief loans and grants the company accepted during that period. Without the federal aid and other special items, the Air Group would have reported a $38 million second quarter loss, according to what company executives said. And the CEO attributed the rebound to pent-up leisure travel demand and thanked the company's employees for their strong performance in a fluid environment. Activity around the 4th of July and Labor Day holiday approached the 2019 levels, and customer service metrics have exceeded internal targets each month of the quarter, according to Minicucci, who's planning for Alaska Air Group to return to its pre-pandemic size no later than next summer and then grow from there. Alaska Airlines currently has seven Boeing 737-9s, as they're known in the industry. They're expected to have 93 by 2024, with the option to add 52 more. And the new Boeing fleet will replace the Airbus aircraft acquired in Alaska's 2016 purchase of Virgin America, and also positions for the airline for significant growth when demand fully recovers. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly passed an ordinance that would amend borough code to add a new subparagraph under authorized investments to form a general policy and derivatives for the borough's land trust investment fund. According to KPB 5.10.200 Section B, the fund may invest in two categories, financial assets and non-financial assets, outlined in Sections B and C. And Assembly Member Tyson Cox said,
"What this is for, this is at our last meeting. We had discussed what to do with some of the land trust funds and how we would have that fund work with the investments that we were putting it in. And what was advised by Alaska Permanent Capital Management was that we should do this ordinance so that it says that we will add acceptable, allowable investments as they relate to derivatives, because some of the financial products they use have those within those products. And so that is what we will be just voting on for that tonight."
According to Brandy Harbaugh, finance director for the Kenai Peninsula Borough, Alaska Permanent Capital Management recommended that borough code include a general policy and derivatives that may be used within the products as a portfolio management tool with the purpose of creating or enhancing exposure to an asset class or implementation strategy. In passing Ordinance 2021-37, the amendment will allow Alaska Permanent Capital Management the tools necessary to manage the portfolio to achieve the expected rate of return effectively while maintaining an acceptable level of risk by fully collateralizing embedded leverage and limiting net exposure to less than that of the asset value. As investments are time sensitive, hearing on shortened time is requested to prevent undue delay in the implementation of an allocation plan.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.